As we think about triggers, when you have students who appear to be struggling regularly, you might consider connecting with them and perhaps a family member to see how you can best support that student. When it is not possible to work with the student or their family, you might just walk through these steps yourself. There are many non-school-based things that you can't manage. For example, I may not be able to solve major problems such as financial distress for families, but if I know that a student has not had breakfast, I can make arrangements for the school cafeteria folks to have an extra breakfast available for them. And in this way, that student can come in, eat first thing so that they can be fed and ready to learn. Similarly, if you have a student that's constantly truant or tardy, then you can meet with that student and say, you know, these last 3 days, I've noticed you've been late every day. Can you tell me a little bit about what's going on? Is there anything I can do to help you to get to school on time? And it could be that they'd say something along the lines of, well, I don't have an alarm clock at my house and nobody will wake me up. And so I get up and I still have to make my lunch and find my clothes and that kind of thing. So you might think about saying to them something along the lines of, how can we better handle the night before? What about if you packed your lunch the night before so that's ready to go? How would you feel about maybe even laying out your school clothes the night before so you have everything you need, like your shoes, your socks, and all that kind of stuff? And thinking through this in a problem-solving fashion, you can help them on the front side so they don't run into those problems that they're confronted with first thing in the morning when they wake up. And for students that don't respond well to schedule changes, there can be another strategy called pre-correcting that happens beforehand. So even when it's exciting things, and sometimes when it's not exciting things, you can still use that pre-correction strategy, and it could look like this. Now, remember, this week we're having an assembly, and while we're all going to be super excited about being there, it's super tempting to get loud when we're excited, but we still have to make sure that we're keeping things cool and under control. If you're at the elementary level, that might look like giving them language to remind them to use their inside voices. When we think about clarifying the parameters of what you expect before that day gets there, if you're going on a field trip, we just want to make sure that you have clarified the parameters so that you can keep them safe and really help them to have an enjoyable time wherever you are. If it's an apple orchard field trip, we certainly don't want them running out of control because we haven't thought to tell them what to expect on the day. So the goal here is to anticipate and manage known triggers so that we can interrupt the acting out cycle before things really get started.